Welcome back to our podcast, Diverse Flight Up.
The fast flight up, yo!
Thank you, Bing. So, last episode, we talked about building a sustainable relationship with God, and this episode, we're going to continue this topic. For many people, it is very hard for them. They think it is very hard for them to have a sustainable relationship with God, but that is not true, right? And yes, if you don't know what to do, you better listen to this podcast, because today we have our beautiful guest. She is a digital creator, a marketing strategist, and she's a very creative person, and she's here to inspire us of how to create a sustainable relationship with God. Let us welcome, drum roll, Mongfei Wajun. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Jing, I'm good. It's so nice to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So
thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. I'm going to pass the mic to our most, I think he's my best friend, and he is also one of the most wiser men I've ever met on earth. I'm going to pass the mic to him. What are you going to say, Kobing? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm back in the beauty. You can call me Yankee Boy, but I leave that for you guys. Yeah, it's Cobain again. And welcome to our podcast, The Best Flight Up. And I want to say a very big thank you for liking, subscribing, and all of you that are listening. Thank you very much for listening. And today we continue our very, very sweet topic, which is how to build a sustainable relationship with God. And I hope you are listening because you love this part. Yo.
Okay. What do you got? Tell us. What is in your mind?
Okay. So today, because I'm continuing from where I stopped yesterday. Or rather, should I say yesterday? Or from the last time? Whatever. So I would say for you to develop a consistent prayer life, because you need to spend quality time with God, and spending quality time with God starts from your prayer life. You need to develop a consistent prayer life, and it takes time. It takes time. It takes time to study. It takes time to meditate on God's word. But with discipline, you can actually get it. And I know, yes, for people like you, discipline. Should I say people like you or people in the world, mostly discipline is a thing that people run away from, because there's a lot for you to be disciplined for, or for you to be disciplined about. And then when it comes to being disciplined, a lot of people run away from it because it's kind of tough. You remember when you were in secondary school, they tried to discipline you for something, or they tried to caution you, and then because of a certain kind of way in your spirit, you don't want to take those corrections, you don't want to take those discipline. Yeah, that's how it is. Even in God's word, even in having a sustainable relationship with God, it has to take a lot of discipline. You have to cut out from a lot of things. I tell people, even in marriage, like literally even in marriage, for you to be married, you have to be disciplined. It's a lot. You want to have the first class. It's a lot. It takes discipline for you to read your books. So for you to actually have a sustainable relationship with God, you have to have that discipline. I hope I'm good, right? Mofer, Ching, you can back me up on this now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You're right. Absolutely.
All right. So and I think my next point there is cultivating a habit of worship.
Right.
So cultivating a habit of worship. Worship is a very, 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 very powerful way to connect with God. And it expresses your love to God. It expresses your gratitude, your thanks towards Him. It expresses a lot of things. When you worship God, your eyes open to see the good things He has done for you. Your eyes open to see a lot of things He has actually done for you. And at that moment, you want to have this deep connection. You want to, you know, that thing that they say, deep collect onto deep. Yeah, you want to deep in. You want to. Yeah, that's literally how it is. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to plug in. For people who haven't listened to our first episode, we talk about music. Like we talk about when we worship God, that's why you should only listen to gospel music and always, always, always like worship God with music. And because it is a tool to carry spirit, like what you said, the first episode.
Yeah, because literally, because like I said in that episode, the words you hear from the music, it does a lot in your body. It does a lot in your body. So, and like it is said, music is spiritual. Music has life. So you don't just play with music. You don't just leave because of it's music, it has a fine tune, you want to listen to it. No, that's why here what it says that worship, and then you worship, it means praise. It's song. When you sing to God, it's another way of expressing your love, because you say it in rhythms. You say it in rhythms. Over to you, Mofe. What do you think? What do you think? What, give us some lights. Give us some lights in this thing.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here and to express myself in this way. So I would say that you are very correct when you say that building a sustainable relationship with God is very hard. It's really like one of the tough things to do, and a lot of people struggle with it. I've struggled with it. I can't say that I'm totally perfect and I'm like, oh, I'm so diligent. Sometimes things happen. Right.
Everyone's learning.
And yeah. I as a creator, I'm not just a creator as a Christian, but I'm a creator. I work with a lot of people that are not Christians. I work with a lot of people that maybe they are Christians, but like they are not Christians, Christians. They allow a lot of things of like, we are all serving God, you don't do this. And even when you're trying to say, oh, I don't do this kind of thing, they're like, what do you mean? I'm a Christian also, and you're a Christian. So what are you trying to say? I've learned when working with these people that a lot of things kind of affect your spiritual life, your Christianity, and your associations matter a lot. And these people that I've worked with, sometimes they tend to rub off on someone. Imagine spending 20, no, let's say 16 hours or like 8 to 9 hours with other people that are not sharing the same faith with you. And at that point, you're doing business. You're not trying to tell them, oh, God loves you. Give your life to Christ. You're teaching, you're doing stuff what you're being paid for. There's sometimes you cannot speak up. You cannot tell them, oh, I want to talk to you about God. You just maybe show it on your status updates and all that. I've learned to kind of remove myself, right, from situations like that. Okay, I'm in a situation where they're playing loud music and they're worldly music. I don't bump my head to it. I do not mouth the words. I've learned to remove myself from those situations mentally and into somewhere that I'm comfortable. In my mind, I'm singing a worship song. In my mind, I'm thinking of something that I ought to have done. I'm thinking of
But for that part, I think it's very easy. That's why I go everywhere with my headset. I go everywhere with my headset. So when I hear things like this, I just cover my ears.
Exactly. And even when people are trying to be like, oh, do you know this song? I'm like, no, I don't know it. Thank you. I'm moving on to my business. Because it's very easy for you to slip into the old let me try to tone down my Christianity because of this place I am in or I'm at. We're trying to not be so Christian-y or to be so God girl, be about God, God. And people are asking, oh, who are you gonna marry? Are you gonna marry Jesus? And then you laugh. So I try to
Well, I'm
not
gonna
be.
marry Jesus. Salvation is personal,
I
please.
don't even need to marry Jesus. My Jesus is for me. Like it's for us. It's already mine. I don't need to marry him. And so yeah, it's been tough. But it's also been a learning curve because every single day I learn, every day I try to be grateful for how far I've come as a Christian. I try to be grateful for the growth that I've had. And recently, a friend of mine that I thought would be the most spiritual person on earth because of the conversation, because of she's a ministry singer. She worships God with her voice, right? And when she sings, you're in the spirit, you're fellowshipping with God. And then she texted me, she was like, hi, I've been watching you for a while. I wanted to know how you stay committed to God. How do you pray? How do you And I'm like, what?
I get inspiration from you.
I did not expect that. So it was a shocker because I'm like, if anybody was supposed to come and ask me something like this, it's not you. Because in my
Yeah,
mind, you're like
definitely.
up there and I'm like trying to catch up with you. And then she's texting me and saying, oh, How can I continue to be consistent? What do you think I should do? And
Well,
I'm
I
thinking.
think you should give her the link to the podcast when it's
Yo,
been when it's prepared.
I'm definitely gonna share the link because she has to like to
Wow.
hear that maybe because she doesn't really know that I thought that about her. Maybe if I share the
Okay.
podcast with her, she's gonna listen and be like, oh, okay. But it was a really feel good moment for me because I thought, wow, so somebody really knows that I'm putting in a lot of work and it's working. So
Yeah.
that was a good, like a good feeling for me. I felt really good and it also motivated me to continue to keep doing what I'm doing, praying, worshiping, speaking in tongues sporadically. You know, you don't have to be in the mood of prayer. You can just be out and I'm changing things with your tongues. Oh, so yeah, I think that's what I would say. It's quite long
Oh,
with effort.
amen.
It's
I think,
fine. It's fine.
yeah, for many people,
So
yeah, go ahead.
I want to ask, is it really hard? Is it really hard sharing the gospel with others, even when
Oh.
most times you will meet some people and then they won't tell you, oh, I'm a Christian, and then they like just the babe, others, the people that that Apostle Paul called the babes
Called
in
babe.
Christ.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
So is it really hard to share the gospel with them?
It's never hard sharing the gospel. All you have to do is open your
Okay.
mouth. The spirit always takes like charge. And the best part
Ooh.
about it is that I have been coming across people, especially within my circle, because I think I heard somewhere that if you're a fresh Christian, if you just give your life to Christ, the people
Yeah.
you should try to win over to God are not the people in your close circle. They're not your family members, they're not your friends, because these guys know you or they knew you before you became born again. And they probably still have that image in your head of, oh, this girl used to be like this boy used to be like that. So the first step that I took was to try to preach the gospel to people that are not so close to me, random people on the road doing normal evangelism. But right now,
Yeah.
I'm in a place where my friends just out of the blues text me and say, like, oh, what do you think about this verse? What do you think about this verse? And what do you think about this? Tell me how to preach in the bus. And I'm like, oh, okay. I can tell you how. Just open your mouth and say, hi, everybody. Let me tell you about Jesus. So it's not
Okay.
hard, really.
Yeah, okay. Jing, I want you to share some light on how is it easy obeying God's word? How can I obey God's word if I literally don't know, if I am just new to this thing, how can I obey God's word?
For me, it's very simple. You stand firm for the truth,
Okay.
and you know that the Bible's whatever God say is right. It's the truth. Okay, if for me, even though someone in the world, like recently, I do have like a situation that, like someone who you know, talk about like having like a man to stay in the house. Talk about like a situation like that, and that person, she's not like a Christian, but she kind of
Yeah.
like believe in God. You know what I mean? And
Yeah.
I just tell her that it's not right. It's not godly, and she tell me not everyone religious. She just doesn't understand, but. But someone who don't understand the truth doesn't make the truth is wrong. Doesn't make what you say
Yes.
is wrong. So I
Yes.
think for most of the time, if what make us easy to kind of like I would say to kind of like stand firm and be Christian in this world, when we are walking in our daily life is we have to know that we always need to please God, not humans, you know.
Okay.
And this is my point. So when if I always remind myself I have to please God, and I know what Holy Spirit guide me to say or what I should do or you know what I shouldn't do,
Yeah, I
it
get it.
yeah it just make it easier.
So, in other words, obeying God is like pleasing God. When you please God, you obey His commandments, you obey His principles, and then from my own take, I think obeying God and His commandments is It's crucial for building trust and intimacy with God. It's really, really crucial. And then it brings me to how you prioritize your spiritual growth, because when you obey God, it shows you continuously seek knowledge, you continuously seek wisdom and understanding of God's word to mature your faith, actually. So yes, it is easy. It is literally easy to build a sustainable relationship with God using this point. But if you want to use your spirit, if you want to use your own ways, I'm sorry, you will not be able to do it. It's going to be hard. That's why the Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, it's only by the spirit. So if you want to build a sustainable relationship with God, you have to go with the spirit. You have to go with the flow. You have to listen to him. You have to be able to open up, to share the gospel with others. You have to cultivate a habit of worship. You have to spend quality time with God. You have to pray. You have to go deeper and deeper. You have to, that deep, call it unto the deep. You have to call that deep so you go deep. You get it? So yes. So that's all. It's not like that's all I got to tell you, but I think with these few points of ours, I think you should be able to build a sustainable relationship with God and love it. Love it. You have to love it.
And I think for many peoples in the
Yeah.
world, like Christians, like new Christians or like Christians who are not like they don't have like a, I think many Christians they don't really have like a firm foundations. I think their struggle, most of the times their struggle is people.
Yeah, I think yeah, they'll struggle because even the Bible says the people perish for lack of knowledge, because a lot of Christians are out there and then they don't have the knowledge of God's word. They only are Christians because they gave their life to Christ and they've not done any other thing. And you tell them to go preach, they'll tell you, oh, maybe I'm busy, oh, I don't know what to say, because they're still babes, they're sucklings, and then they've not developed the habit of eating meat, they've not developed the habit of hardship. Christianity is not a life for the weak. Christianity is a life for a soldier. So for you to be a Christian, it means you're a soldier. You're strong. You know what you want to do. You want to catch something. So yes, there's a lot of people who are suffering, who are going through a lot. And then it's because they don't know God's words for themselves. If you know God's words for yourself, you'll not be looking for a breakthrough. If you're looking for a breakthrough, it's because you don't know what the Lord Jesus is. You believe in him, but you don't have faith in him. Believing is different from faith. So yes, a lot of people will go through a lot of things because they literally don't know God's word, but they are Christians. And then that's why they will see, say, oh, why is this unbeliever so rich and I'm a Christian and I'm not rich? Oh, do you know God's words for yourself? Are you doing something that God say you should do? So try it. Why not try God? Do not test him. Just try him. Testing is different from trying. Yeah, you want to say something?
No, I say that is a very good point.
Yeah. Okay. So testing is different from trying. If you test something, you may not want to go back to it. You because when it's just like when you're cooking and then you just like dip the spoon in the pot and you take it out and you just like strike it on your palm and taste it. You don't really catch it. You don't, it's just a fragment of it. But when you try it, it's like you're taking a bowl of it and then you try it. You can test everything, all the seasoning, the spice, you can test everything in it. So you have the feeling of everything in it. But if you just take a strike and just put your tongue in it, you're not catching it. You don't know the amount of salt in it, you don't know the amount of pepper in it. So, but if you take a bowl, you can literally feel everything, every seasoning in it. So that's how it is. Do not test God. Try God. When you try it, you see how sweet it is. And then do not stop. Keep eating. Keep digging in. Yeah, that's how to do it. Like, I'll give you this illustration. If there's a river, or rather, if there's an ocean of water, and there's a nation or a multitude of people who are thirsty, and then their eyes were open to see the ocean of water. Are you going to run there with a cup? Oh, because I'm not running there with a cup. I'm running there with a hose. channeling the water from the ocean to my house so that I don't need to come back to the ocean to scoop from with my cup. I don't need to come back there because I already have a hose connected. I have a very big pipe connected to it, and then it's running into my house. And then anybody that comes into my house has the effect of my own running ocean. Do you get, other than telling them, oh, I got the water from so-so-so, and then they take a cup to go. When you come close to me, you have to feel it. You have to see it. So yes, let the relationship of God in your life be evident. Let it be visible to people. Let it be visible to people. Let people taste, let people try God because of you. Let people want to be like you because they feel God. Thank you. So, Mofe, what do you have to say for us in closing?
Okay, in closing, I would just like to say that nobody out there, or anybody out there that is trying to build a sustainable relationship with God, the reason why they say the word sustainable means that something that can run on its own, something that can last you for a long time. So one thing, do not try to skip steps, right? Don't try to skip steps. And by steps, I would mean things like, oh, they would say, go to church, attend
Yep.
fellowships, have a group of friends that are Christians, study your Bible, have devotionals that you read, follow creators online that talk about Jesus. Surround yourself with these things that makes you constantly be in the presence of God. Follow musicians or artists that sing gospel songs that are spiritual, right? If you constantly surround yourself with these people and you're scrolling on social media and you bump into somebody singing a rendition to God, in that moment, you're probably guilt-tripped and remember that, oh, I haven't read my Bible today. Okay, let me just take 10 minutes and go read my Bible. In reading your Bible, you'll find out something new. I took a screenshot of my Bible when I was reading this morning. Was it yesterday morning? It was in Proverbs. It talked about in the Passion Translation, it was telling us about how if you keep talking too much, you eventually realize that you've talked out of point or you've said the things you ought not to say. So it's best for you to keep quiet and be strong. And I took a screenshot, I posted it on my status, and I was like, there is nothing in this world, as long as it's the principle of life, it's in the Bible. If you think that, oh, I wanna succeed as a content creator, I wanna succeed as a technical person, a tech guy, a tech girl, the direction, the solution, the path is in the Bible. Nothing is new under the sun that has not been written in the Bible. If you study the Bible, you will be a success. You will be popular. You'll be a celebrity if you want to. You can be anything you want because there's no limit to how much we can grow when we have God in us. So that is my closing remark.
That's good. That's really
That's
good.
not good.
Thank you.
What are
Thank
you gonna
you.
tell us, Jing?
I just want to say, Lord Jesus is the way,
Yeah.
and he's the only way. There's
The only
no
way.
another way can guide you to life. So if you haven't give your life to Lord Jesus, make a decision today.
Yeah.
Make a choice today.
Make a choice and make a decision to give your life to God, and you will see, a changing in your life. You're going to see increase, and your life will be very different. And you're going to have wisdom, like a true
Yeah.
wisdom. I think a lot of people, they think they're so wise, but they don't know actually they're fool. They are like
Yeah.
they don't really have wisdom. They give people wrong advice. And people follow those advice, they go to the wrong way, and and they end up in somewhere else, and they say, I don't know why, and they tell you this is life, but it's not. It's not. Everything has like a reason why you end up in that way. And you always
Wow.
go back to the source, and you ask your source whether it, I'm am I in Christ? Am I walking in the way that God wants me to walk? If not, if you walk in God's way, it will always guide you to a successful life. You never find yourself in the lower point because you're on the top, right?
Wow.
So it's really
That's a lot of points. If you walk in God's way, you never find yourself wanting. That's
Yes.
in my own words. You never find yourself in a bad shape. Yeah, because I feel a lot of people have a lot of people have so many terms to what is wrong with them in a negative way. And because yeah, I would say I don't think there's anything called depression. Yeah, it's there, it's a word, but I don't think it's something that should be harmful to humans, because you find out that someone is not going rightly and then he says, oh, he's depressed, oh, she's depressed. Well, if you're in Christ, and I mean it, if you're in Christ, depression cannot come close to you. Depression will flee. It will flee. If you're in Christ, you cannot lack anything.
Yeah.
You cannot. And in Christ, you have true joy. There's something they call true joy. A lot of people would literally go to the bottle. Yeah, the bottle make you laugh, make you calm, and make you say a lot of things, make you pour out your heart. But when you're in Christ, when you pour out your heart, it's a safe space. It's a safe space for you to cry to God. It's a safe space for you to pour out your heart. In Christ, it's genuine happiness. You have in Christ, you have this freedom. It makes you free. I don't know how to explain it, but when you're in Christ, there's no worries. There's no worries about anything. You don't want to, you're like, he takes care of everything. He's there.
Predestinate
Yeah. Yeah. He takes care of everything. You wake up in the morning and then you go down on your knees. You get happy to pray to him because you know what he's gonna do for you for that day. You know what he's gonna do for you for that day. So the Lord Jesus, oh, is the Lord. I don't want to digress, but isn't Lord? Just give your heart to Christ this moment. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. Guide me with all your love. Make me a man. Make me straight. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for wanting me. Thank you for giving me your life. Just say those short prayers, because the Lord Jesus came to die for you. He came so that you might have this life and have it in abundance. So why are you wasting time? Grab it. Run for it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. A lot of you may see a lot of things from afar, and then it seems like, oh, what is going on? What's happening? This life is beautiful. I'm not kidding you. It is. There is fun in the Holy Ghost. There's fun in Christianity. There's a lot of fun in Christianity. Search the Bible. You find a lot of content. The first content creator was God. And I'm not kidding. So in the Bible, you find a lot of content. You find a lot. You find writers in the Bible. Oh my God.
You find all
Fisher.
solutions. You find all
Yes.
solutions you need in the Bible.
Like, seriously. Seriously. Well.
Well, that's a lot.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, the love of God is very beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to behold. And it's more like for you to feel this love, you just have to open your mouth. You have to open your heart to believe, and you open your mouth to confess. If you're thirsty, you have to get a cup and fetch water to drink. The cup will not come except you go for the cup. And then when you hold the cup, until you pour water in it, or until someone pours water in it for you, before the cup will be filled with water. So yes, you have this cup already. Why not you get the right water? Why not you get the water of salvation? Drag from the well of salvation. Drag from the well of salvation. It is easy. Christianity is not what you've heard it to be. Christianity is not It's not a religion. Christianity is the love of God. It's just the love of God poured out for you. It's the love of God poured out for you. So right now, right where you are, I just want to tell you, it is easy to build a relationship with God.
It's easy.
Because why? Yes, because why? He loves you. And it's just like it's just like your dad. Your dad loves you no matter what you do. He may want to spank you for some reasons, for maybe when you do some kind of things, he may want to spank you. But he still loves you. He's spanking you because he wants to correct you. But you know one thing? God doesn't spank you. He will embrace you. He will remove what you did. He'll remove it. He won't see it. He'll take it out from you. And he will embrace you and love you. So yes, come to Jesus. He loves you. He loves you. All right. And on that note, I want to say thank you for listening.
Thank you so
We
much.
love you. We love you. And we always want to see you again. We always want to feel that you listen to us and you like our you go on our page, you like our content,
Like,
you
subscribe,
subscribe.
and
Yeah,
follow our
subscribe.
page, follow our
You share.
Instagram,
Follow our
TikTok,
Instagram.
YouTube,
Yep.
and you know,
Yeah.
looking forward to listening to our podcast. And
Yeah, and tell people about it.
yes. Thank you, Mofe, for coming today. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you
Mofe, for
for
coming.
having me. It's an honor
We're
to be
talking
here.
about that we are going to end like 10 minutes ago, but and then I think Holy Ghost just have a lot to tell the people
Yeah.
who going to listen. So it's always good. It's always good because that is
Yep.
how much God has for us. You know, it's so Christianity is not boring. When people will say, oh, like Christianity is boring, it's wrong. It's wrong. So
Yeah.
for anybody you want to know more, you know, look forward for the next episode, which is when, Kubain, when is our next
On Friday, the next Friday, and you're gonna love the topic. We're gonna be talking about sacrifice, like
Amen.
sacrifice. You want to
Sacrifice.
know who the greatest sacrifice is? You want to know who made the greatest sacrifice? Meet us on Friday. We'll be talking about that. Yo, 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 yo,
Yeah,
yo.
we're
You'll
gonna
love
be
it.
biblical. Biblical. You like the Bible? Come and listen.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So, thanks, guys. And please, I know people were listening. I believe you just had like a good Thanksgiving yesterday. Yeah,
Oh yeah,
happy
happy Thanksgiving,
Thanksgiving
USA.
in US. And for people who don't know Kubain and Mofede in Nigeria, so this is like a global podcast.
Oh yeah, it's a global
Yes.
podcast. Yep.
So thank you,
All
guys.
right.
All right,
Ciao,
bye.
ciao. Adios.
Bye. Thank you for
Arigato
having me.
gozaimasu. I
Thank
love
you.
you.
Bye.
안녕하세요.